ain't got a suitcase, get a box, an old brown paper sack. Pack it light or pack it heavy, take a truck, take a Chevy, baby, just come back. There's a shortcut to the highway out of town, why don't you take it? Don't let that speed limit slow you down, go on and break it. Baby, run, cut a path across the blue skies, straight in a straight line, you can't get here fast enough. Find a truck and fire it up, lean on the gas and off the clutch, leave Dallas in the dust, I need you in a rush. So baby, run. Baby, run. Baby, run.
Real Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durant, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durant.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At a House hearing, FBI Director Christopher Wray testifying about what they've learned about shooter Thomas Crooks following the assassination attempt on former President Trump in Pennsylvania. Wray says Crooks used a drone to scope out the venue and says nearly a week before, he did an internet search related to the assassination of President Kennedy.
Analysis of a laptop that the investigation ties to the shooter reveals that on July 6th, he did a Google search for, quote, how far away was Oswald from Kennedy?
Trump is campaigning today with an indoor rally in Charlotte, North Carolina. Presumptive Democratic nominee Kamala Harris at an event in Indianapolis. 6 days after the global IT outage, Delta still the lone airline struggling to recover. The airline is now facing federal investigation into the lingering cancellations. Delta says it expects to return to normal operations by tomorrow. This is ABC News. In Nepal, 18 people killed after a small plane crashed on the runway of Kathmandu's international airport during takeoff. ABC's Tom Rivers has more.
An eerie stillness in the air as a large plume of black smoke rises above the scene at Kathmandu Airport, with wreckage scattered across a ditch. An investigation has been launched into why the plane came off the runway while trying to take off. The pilot did survive and has been taken to a local hospital for treatment. The airport now temporarily closed to flights.
It's unclear why the plane never fully got off the ground. The runway was dry despite this being the area's rainy season. In Taiwan, almost all domestic flights and hundreds of international ones have been canceled as the country faces the strongest storm it's had in 8 years. 4,000 people have been evacuated. More than 20,000 soldiers are on standby for disaster relief efforts. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Presenting Again Fling's Love Story. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus this morning when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. Alas, I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Fling's. Try Gain Fling's with OxyBoost and Febreze.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand, And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Dunn Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Under a mix of sun and clouds today, as high temperatures climb quite comfortable right to those upper 70s. Alongside calm north winds, no chances of rain exist today. However, patchy fog may build in overnight as low temperatures fall to right near 60. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Currently, it's 61.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. The victim of a May shooting in Beloit has died. Ted Allen has more.
49-year-old Nikita Green was found with a gunshot wound May 11th and taken to a hospital. Police said Tuesday Green died Saturday at a care center. Medical examiner said the cause and manner of Green's death are still pending. Two suspects in the shooting were later captured after a car chase in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Two men originally received first-degree attempted homicide charges.
Whooping cough continues to spread across Wisconsin. Public health managers in Madison say that there have been 43 cases of the illness over the past 2 months. Most of those cases are teenagers. No one is saying where the cough came from, how the teens got it, or if their cases are connected. Health managers in Fond du Lac have also seen a spike in whooping cough cases. Whooping cough can be deadly to infants and the elderly. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
You know Fleet Farm's got everything for everyday life. But did you know we also have the best prices guaranteed every day? Like 40 pounds of Diamond Crystal Softener Salt, on sale now for just $5.69. Or a 40-pound bag of Black Oil Sunflower Seed, on sale for $17.49. And on the odd day you find a lower price, we'll match it. Any day, every day. Fleet Farm's got everything you need for everyday life, all at the best prices. Guaranteed.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. The JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. And Dunn Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. The Durand Fun Fest Committee is in need of a new chairperson. In a social media post yesterday, the committee said that a new committee chairperson and parade coordinator were needed. Without a committee chairperson, Fun Fest would not happen next year. Those interested in either position are asked to reach out to the Durand Improvement Group or message Fun Fest on their Facebook page. The city of Mondovi is looking at all options in regards to the design and construction on the North Eau Claire Street project. Mondovi Mayor Brady Weiss says the city is dissatisfied with how the street was engineered and other damages to public property.
We're dissatisfied with a lot of the things that took place with the project. So we're looking at all options and try to, one, potentially, capture any damages that were caused. If you remember, there were some damages to some public structures up there, and that those shouldn't be borne by the taxpayers.
The city is working with its legal counsel on possible legal actions against the engineering firm for that project. There's been another plea in the 2022 murder of Christopher Connor in Eau Claire. Xavier Thompson pleaded no contest Monday to recklessly endangering safety charges. In exchange, prosecutors dropped homicide charges. Thompson is the third person to plead guilty in the case. Eau Claire police say five people were involved in Connor's death back in 2022. Thompson will be sentenced in October. Two other suspects remain in jail awaiting either a trial or a plea deal of their own. There's a warning about a dengue fever outbreak in Eau Claire. The City County Health Department issued the warning yesterday. Public health managers say 12 people in the area have come down with dengue fever since the beginning of the year. Dengue fever is spread by mosquitoes, and the mosquitoes in Wisconsin usually do not carry it. All 12 of the people who have been sick with dengue fever came from areas in the tropics where the fever is common. There's no worry about the fever spreading in Eau Claire, though. People cannot give the dengue fever to other people. Capital investments in Wisconsin broke records during the 2024 fiscal year. Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation Secretary and CEO Missy Hughes said more than $2.4 billion was invested in the 2024 fiscal year. Projects included the Kekoman Foods $800 million expansion in Walworth and the Purina Pet Food Plant expansion in Jefferson, along with the A.Y. McDonald's new brass casting plant in Dickeyville. The previous capital investment record was set in 2019 with $1.8 billion. You're listening to WRDN News.
You're driving down the road, minding your own business, when suddenly you've entered the crash zone. Better call JKO Auto Body of Durand. JKO Auto Body will bring your vehicle back from the crash zone with factory replacement parts so your vehicle will look brand new, and they work with all insurance companies. JKO Auto Body also has a loaner car available while they repair your vehicle. So when you've entered the crash zone, call JKO Auto Body, Madison Street, Durand.
It's rabbit season! Duck season!
No, it's fair season! And Durand Smokehouse can custom process your fair animal. Durand Smokehouse can custom process cattle, hogs, sheep, and other fair animals too. Since 1980, Master Butcher Roy has been custom processing animals and was trained by Smokehouse Hall of Famer Ed Daniels. You can trust Durand Smokehouse to professionally custom process your animal. Reserve animal processing now at Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
The Durand City Council is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include a zoning request from Katie Hartung to operate an electric bike rental business from her home, discussion and possible action on a special street closure for Blues on the Chippewa, and reports from the mayor, city administrator, and department heads. Tonight's meeting begins at 6:30 at Durand City Hall. A Western Wisconsin lawmaker is responding to the Wisconsin DNR's claim that the department is short on money to stock trout here in Western Wisconsin. In a statement released yesterday, 92nd Assemblyman Trig Pronchinski said that between the amount allotted to spend last year, along with money that the DNR was allowed to transfer from the forestry account, and an increase in license fees, the DNR should have over $100 million available to spend on trout stocking. Pronchinski also said that he's displeased with the lack of warning from the DNR to the Fish and Wildlife Clubs here in Western Wisconsin on the trout stocking issue. The woman who nearly stabbed her boyfriend to death last Christmas Eve has pleaded guilty. Laura Felina pleaded guilty in Chippewa County Court yesterday to an attempted homicide charge. Prosecutors dropped a handful of other charges in the case. Police say Felina barged in on her boyfriend in the shower at their home in Lake Halley last Christmas Eve and stabbed him several times. He was covered in blood when police arrived. She's due to be sentenced in October. A new report says public schools in Wisconsin are spending more per student than just a few years ago. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty yesterday said the latest numbers from Wisconsin's Department of Public Instruction show that when adjusted for inflation, public schools are spending nearly $1,000 more per student than a decade ago. The group says that the numbers, quote, pop the myth that somehow Wisconsin is underfunding its classrooms, unquote. DPI's numbers show schools are spending less than they were during the height of the coronavirus, when Wisconsin had billions of extra dollars to spend. The latest report shows Wisconsin schools are spending an average of just under $18,000 per student. You're listening to WRDN News.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz was in New Hope, Minnesota yesterday to announce a new grant to help reduce greenhouse gas emissions. The $200 million grant from EPA will be used to cut the amount of pollution generated by that state's agriculture and food production systems. The money will target a wide range of improvements, including climate-smart farming and food waste prevention. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Under a mix of sun and clouds today, as high temperatures climb quite comfortable right to those upper 70s. Alongside calm north winds, no chances of rain exist today. However, patchy fog may build in overnight as low temperatures fall to right near 60. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Currently, it's 61.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-575-9047.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-575-9047. That's 800-575-9047.
Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
The Brewers blank. The Cubs won nothing Tuesday night to even that three-game set at a game apiece. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Bryce Turang drove in the game winner with a run-scoring single in the eighth inning.
Just driving the ball through the middle of the field, whether coming around or, you know, just making sure I'm going through the middle of the field and getting on top and hitting low-line drives and stuff like that, so...
Colin Ray missed out on his 10th win of the season, going five innings and allowing the Cubs just four hits while striking out eight. The victory goes to Elvis Peguero in relief. He tossed a scoreless seventh. The final game of the series is this afternoon at Wrigley. Cardinals beat the Pirates 2-1. Braves and Reds were rained out. The Packers spent a good portion of Tuesday's workout practicing in a pouring rain. It was the defense that got the upper hand against the offense. Packers signed quarterback Jacob Eason as a third camp arm while Jordan Love sits out, waiting for his contract. Track to get finished, they cut long snapper Peter Bowden to make room for Eason on the roster. Packers have a new number one running back with Josh Jacobs taking over for the departed Aaron Jones, but don't sleep on backup A.J. Dillon. The fifth-year back struggled last season, but he's back working on a one-year deal and is in fantastic shape.
This is the best I've seen him, hands down, and I think he would tell you the same. I think it's just a testament to the work that he's put in. He came back. He's in great shape. I mean, shoot, I was joking with him the other day. You can see the abs on him, and that's hard for a big man to do.
Coach Matt LaFleur, Big Ten Media Days entered day two in Indianapolis today. The Badgers contingent, led by Coach Luke Fickell, met with reporters yesterday. Fifth-year senior left tackle Jack Nelson was on hand talking about his summer of work.
Well, I wanted to gain some weight. I played last season around 300 pounds. Right now I'm sitting like 317. That and just, you know, working some film work with Coach Blazek, kind of breaking down stuff and talking stuff more X's and O's and mental kind of stuff.
Badgers open their season August 30th, hosting Western Michigan. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Ugh, kitchen ants, runaway roaches, a spider! Relax, just use Evo. Evo bug sprays use essential oils to eliminate those pests and up to 20 household insects. Plus, Evo is safe for use around people and pets when used as directed. Just spritz the bugs and wipe them away. Evo, people friendly, bug deadly.
This is it. Shop the Lowe's closeout event to get up to 70% off select major appliances for your home. Plus, get up to 60% off select patio furniture and accessories for your outdoor spaces. So hurry into your local store today, because these deals are too good to last. Shop them now before they're gone, because Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 8/7 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Herbst validates himself as an Xfinity Series contender. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
400 laps for one weekend in August. Richmond becomes the center of the NASCAR world.
Here on the three-quarter mile Richmond race.
The lights get brighter. The stakes get higher. The thrills get bigger. And so does the best weekend of your summer.
Busher is gone like a rocket.
Oh, yeah,
home track win for Hamlin.
That's how you win a race.
NASCAR weekend at Richmond Raceway, August 10th and 11th.
Way to go.
Get your tickets now at richmondraceway.com.
Stewart Haas Racing Xfinity Series driver Riley Herbst made a dramatic last lap pass to win last Saturday's race at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway to claim his second series win. It was his first checkered flag since winning at Las Vegas late last season in the playoffs, which he failed to qualify for. Herbst says that he has known most of his career that he is capable of running up front for a championship and got some encouragement post-race from Cup Series star Denny Hamlin.
I knew that if I worked hard enough, I could be where I am right now. So when you see somebody in the best in the sport, one of the best in the sports like Denny Hamlin tweet that, it was impressive. I mean, that makes you feel good. Obviously, everybody wants to feel wanted in this world.
For more, see MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
We all know what the 4-H pledge is. I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living for my club, my community, my country, and my world. Big city folks might not get it, but Western Wisconsin does. I'm Rebecca Cook, and I grew up on a dairy farm that's been here for generations. I'm a proud 4-H alumni, and I'm running for Congress. Farms like my family's have been under siege for decades. Corporate dairy has driven so many of us out of business. And what's Washington done? Nothing. Politicians like Derek Van Orden focus more on culture wars than the war to save our way of life. He wants to ban all abortions. I want to keep the government out of our private decisions. Van Orden actually brags about sexually harassing military women. I honor women who serve our country. I'm Rebecca Cook, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because the values of 4-H beat the values of Washington any day of the week. Paid for by Cook for Congress.
Heat is tough on chickens. Feathers are great insulation from the cold, but no help in the hot summer. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Provide heat relief so your flock doesn't suffer as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Was raising chickens, we made sure they had a lot of water to drink and plenty of shade to help prevent heat stress. Sheila Purdom is a poultry specialist at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. She says chickens don't sweat, so they have to pant to keep themselves cool. When you see a bird with its beak wide open and breathing hard, it's begging for relief.
One really good option is cool water. The birds will like to play in the water, drink cool water, and that alone will help cool down their body considerably. So access to fresh, cool water helps a great deal. Fans and ventilation, just moving air over them, also helps.
Purdom says there's an electrolyte solution you can use that helps to balance a chicken's body fluids as it gets warm. If you can't find a product specifically for chickens, a livestock electrolyte solution will work. Chickens also lift up their wings to cool off, so be sure they have plenty of space to move around. The coop should be in the shade, and if there's an open side, direct it away from the sun. Inside the chicken house, make sure the litter stays dry.
You get built up moisture in your litter during the summer and the heat. You're going to have a lot of heat in your litter material, and that can cause an irritation to their breast as they lay down or roost on the litter. So again, keep that very dry. But don't hesitate to have a sprinkler out that you can actually let the birds get into water if you've got an outdoor space.
Plan feeding time during the cooler hours of the evening. Chickens won't eat when their body temperatures are elevated because digestion adds to the metabolic heat they're already producing. Find more tips for keeping chickens cool at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code SAVE, or text SAVE to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code SAVE.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text SAVE to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
68 in downtown Durand, reporting from the Dunn County Fair in Menominee. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, milk markets mostly higher. August up 16 to 2042. September up 20 to 2125. October up 7 to 2116. November down 9 to 2033. Meanwhile, in the cheese markets today, barrels up 1.5 to 197.5. 40-pound blocks up 1 to 194, 5-trade a barrel, 3-trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 1.5 to 309, 6 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 1.5 to 123.5, 12 trades on the day. Dry whey up 1 to 54 even, and no trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets continue to move mostly lower. The market's needing a strong reason to keep going higher. Arguments are that even at this level, future prices are still $7 below the price of live steers in the five-state area. area. That argues a more cautious future. There's also reason to believe that seasonal pressure towards fall, with the processing pace slowing and boxed beef prices, may have set their peak so far this year, and so that has traders a little bit spooked. Meanwhile, in the hog markets, they continue to move mostly higher, with the exception of the nearby month. Now, so far, hog processing up 1% from a year ago. That's kept a fairly consistent pace, but again, the trade is continuing to watch some of that consumer demand. Most of the contracts higher, with the exception of the nearby month. August live cattle down 12 cents to 186.17. October down 52 cents to 185.60. December down 62 cents to 186.77. August feeder cattle down $1.95 to 256.80. September down 225 to 256.35. October down 207 to 256.35. August hogs down 17 cents to 93.47. October up 42 cents to 77.55. December up 20 cents to 69.62. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving mostly higher today. There's some firm action in the corn markets today. Warmer and drier weather should hang around into next week, and that is helping to provide a little bit of support to the markets. Weekly export sales are expected to be in the 600 to 900,000 metric ton range. Meanwhile, soybean prices, they are starting to move mostly lower after starting the day higher. The weather looks to be a bit more stressful for much of the soybean belt as we head into the pod filling season, but there are still some rains confined to the eastern part of the belt. Now, the export sales inspections are expected to be anywhere from 600,000 to 800,000 metric tons. Wheat markets, they do continue to move mostly higher today as they continue to try to break through resistance levels. Warm, dry weather will push spring wheat along in the Dakotas and Canada. But there have been some concerns over some of the European and Black Sea region wheat weather. September corn up 2.5 to 404 and three quarters. December up 2.5 to 419 and three quarters. March up 2.5 to 433 and three quarters. And new crop 25 up a quarter to 457. August beans down a quarter to 1117 and a quarter. September down 3.25 to 1068 and a half. November down 2.75 to 1072 and three quarters. New crop 25 down 3.5 to 1082 and a half. August soybean meal up 2.50 to 3.45.20. August soybean oil down 61 cents to 46.05. Chicago wheat, September up 5.5 to 5.48 and a quarter. December up 4.75 to 5.72 and a half. Minneapolis wheat, September down 2.5 to 6.13. December down 2.75 to 6.30 and a quarter. Energy markets today, September crude oil up 96 cents to 77.92. October up 94 cents to 77.86. August and September gas both up 4 cents. August at 2.45, September at 2.41. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with our number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at RealCountry1430.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer owned, community minded.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. The upper Midwest alfalfa producers have been battling rain and weevils. We'll talk about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks, August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
Regular rainfall over the last few months has made it a challenge to harvest alfalfa in many locations across the upper Midwest. Jerry Clark from the University of Wisconsin Extension Service says keeping the alfalfa crop dry has been difficult.
Yeah, it's been a challenge this whole spring and summer with the way the rain has been about every 3 days, hard to get dry hay. So again, that focus on trying to keep the alfalfa quality up when trying to get in between the rains. We've seen a lot of farmers shift to trying to chop, maybe getting silage bags or balage because they just can't get the dry hay. But in all of those instances, you have to be able to manage the bale or manage the storage. And if you don't have the equipment or the facility to do that, and you're kind of relying on that dry hay, that becomes a big challenge. And that's been our biggest concern this whole month of June and early July has been that it seems like every third day we get at least a half an inch of rain, it seems like, and it's really been a challenge.
He says alfalfa isn't the only crop that's been struggling with the wet conditions.
Those farmers that are in the heavier soils, you know, there's been a lot of corn that wasn't even planted. So we're seeing that being a challenge, maybe switching, if it's forage need, going over to that sedan grass or some kind of annual forage that they can try to get for this year and then not disrupt their rotation too much.
Wisconsin farmers have also been battling the alfalfa weevil.
Yes, alfalfa weevil was huge throughout all three counties that I helped cover. And we see that every once in a while, but in my career, I haven't seen it that severe across that wide of a geography. So I think our inclination is the winter wasn't hard enough to kind of kill off those adults. So hopefully now that we're past that first crop of harvest, they're gone for the year. But I think farmers need to be diligent this next spring to make sure that if there's a lot of residue out there and we have another mild winter, that they're probably going to rear their head again next spring.
Late last week and into the weekend, farmers across Wisconsin received a much-needed break in not only the wet weather, but also the severe weather to finally get caught up on some of that field work. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks, August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. A handful of Wisconsin soybean farmers made a trip to Capitol Hill to talk to elected officials about a number of topics last week. Matt Rayburk, treasurer for the Wisconsin Soybean Association, talks about their priorities on the trip.
Until a farm bill is passed, that's kind of our top priority. Meeting with our different legislators, chatting about the farm bill, the importance it is to get a meaningful one passed. Also, another topic of discussion, of course, is biofuels, biodiesel, and any other trade or advocacy thing that comes up.
While they were in D.C., the Wisconsin soybean farmers also went to the Moroccan embassy to discuss future trade opportunities.
That was very interesting. That was my fourth time out here visiting with legislators and being in the Capitol, but this was actually my first embassy tour. So naturally, I was a little apprehensive, but I was with a couple other gentlemen that were experienced in those meetings. The Moroccan embassy was great. The people were very nice. They were open to talk. Of course, they're a very old trade partner of the U.S., and so it's always interesting to have those conversations about issues with trade, where they trade, and then you just look for mutual opportunities, and we do. They're, of course, a big producer in some fertilizer products, and they're also a gateway into Africa for our soybeans.
Members of the Wisconsin Soybean Association made that trip to Washington, D.C. last week. Milk production in Wisconsin in June totaled 2.73 billion pounds, up 1% from the previous June, according to the latest USDA milk production report. The average number of milk cows during June at 1.27 million head was unchanged from last month, but up 3,000 from June of 2023. Monthly production per cow in Wisconsin averaged 2,145 pounds, up 15 pounds from last June. Meanwhile, Wisconsin egg production in June was 197 million eggs. That was down 7% from the previous June, according to USDA. The average number of all layers on hand in Wisconsin in June, 7.7 million, down 7% from last year. Eggs per 100 layers for June was 2,563, up slightly from a year ago. A corn grower leader from Minnesota told the House Agriculture Committee that farmers across the country must have a reauthorized and strengthened farm bill. Unless conditions change, I believe we are headed into a perfect storm, a storm I don't think we will be fully appreciated until early next year when farmers try to get loans and aren't able to do so because they can't demonstrate the ability to cash flow. That, according to Minnesota Corn Growers President Dana Allen Tully, we have to have policies in place that reflect the realities of farming today, she said. She also says the stakes in farming are incredibly high, higher than she's ever remembered them to be. We're putting everything that we have on the line every year for very thin and oftentimes negative margins, she also said. While farmers feed and fuel the economy, they need a strong farm bill that will assist them when the chips are down, she went on to say. History does repeat itself, especially in agricultural cycles. Rabobank put together a report on how farmers adjust input spending when commodity prices drop. It explores the responsiveness of input volume and price to farm profitability in America, forming a view of how the current downturn will impact the input marketplace through next year. For example, the report says farm machinery is a hard asset that can be maintained, and new purchases can be deferred as needed. That makes machinery the most income elastic of the major farm input categories. Fertilizer prices are also elastic. Lower fertilizer prices typically shoulder the bulk of changes in expenditures, but farmers can also adjust those volumes as well. Seed spending has increased markedly during the past 20 years as corn revenues increased during the early 2000s. As some seed patents expired, seed production costs are now expected to dictate price, suggesting that farmers may see relief ahead. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Save this week at the Cottage during Crazy Days. All this week, save 45% on all wall decor and take 35% off all spring and summer clothes. Don't miss the Crazy Days sidewalk sale Thursday with additional markdowns on all items. Find some great summer items during the annual Crazy Days sale all this week at the Cottage, Main Street, downtown Durant.
Dry weather is expected through Saturday in our ag weather forecast. Our highs will slowly build back into the upper 80s for the weekend as well. Now, a slow-moving front will bring a shot of rain Sunday into Sunday night. And though it will be a convective type of system, expect a good deal of precipitation across the area as well. Then next week, our first prolonged period of summer heat looks to set in. It's looking drier as well. Though there is a long way to go to see how much things dry out. Partly sunny throughout the day today. We'll have highs 74 to 79. Relative humidities at 49 to 54%. Northeast winds at 5 to 7. We'll see about 12 hours of sunshine. Tonight, clear lows 52 to 57. Relative humidities at 91 to 96%. For Thursday, sunshine, high 77 to 82. Relative humidities at 47 to 52%. And light winds becoming southeast at 5 to 7. We'll see about 14 hours of sunshine. For Friday, mostly sunny and highs 80 to 85. Saturday, sunshine, highs 80 to 85. Sunday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, highs 85 to 90. Monday, partly sunny, another chance of showers and storms, highs once again 85 to 90.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Sign for the Mason Dixon
Working, spitting, hunting, fishing, stone cold country by the grace of God. I was gassing up the other day, an old boy pulled up with a license plate from Ohio. Thought, oh good Lord, he's lost. From his Wranglers to his boots, he reminded me of Chris LeDoux. And that Copenhagen smile, the country must be countrywide. In every state, every station, playing cash ain't really waiting in foreign cars and four-wheel drives. There's cowboys and hillbillies from farm towns to big cities. The rain don't doubt in my mind, country must be countrywide. We were raised to give the shirt off our back to anyone in need. We bow our heads before we eat, before we start our day, before we fall asleep, cause in God we trust and we believe. And we see what's wrong and we know what's right. And no Hanky said it all when he said country folks can't survive. There's a station playing cash ain't really waiting, and foreign cars and four-wheel drive. There's cowboys and hillbillies from farm towns to big cities. The rain don't doubt in my mind, country must be countrywide.
Which way to go? These empty miles and her memory, they just seem to linger on. She left me on this lost highway, wondering why and where she's gone. That's how a cowgirl breaks a young man's heart. That's how my whole world slowly came apart. With a cold and empty stare, as if I wasn't there. She didn't even stop to cry. That's how a cowgirl says goodbye. Her mama down in Abilene, just to find out how she'd been. She said she'd stopped a while in San Antonio, spend some time with an old friend. With all this distance
distance in between us. I'm sure I never crossed her mind. And it may take all these roads ahead just to leave it all behind. That's how a cowgirl breaks a young man's heart. That's how my whole world slowly came apart. With a cold and empty stare, as if I wasn't there, she didn't even stop to cry. That's how a cowgirl says goodbye. That's how a cowgirl breaks a young man's heart. That's how the whole world slowly came apart. With a cold and empty stare, as if I wasn't there, she didn't even stop to cry. I guess that's how a cowgirl says goodbye.
Go Elmwood Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Sawdust floor. While this six string calls my name, baby, I'll be.
in midair. I don't ever want to move. You put the cool in the breeze. You put the weak here in my knees. You put me right where I'm supposed to be. In your blue-eyed sea, and I want to sail away.
Favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
You can take a stranger home, never spend the night alone, but you have to face the morning feeling empty inside. Cause you can't pretend it's real when what you really want to feel is the magic of the moment when love can't be denied. When your heart makes a sound like rolling thunder and your arms are wrapped around an angel from above. Until I caught a glimpse of heaven when I looked.